The History Keepers, The Storm Begins. Written by Damian Dibben and read by Simon Shepherd.
Chapter 1. The Monument Staircase. The night Jake Jones found out that his parents were lost somewhere in history was one of the stormiest on record. Not since a long-forgotten hurricane in 1703 had London seen a night of such extraordinary weather, such torrents of rain and howling winds. On Tower Bridge, at the raging centre of the tempest, an old Bentley, dark blue in colour, made its way unsteadily across the swelling Thames to the north bank. The front lights were on full beam, and the wipers worked at double speed in the blinding downpour. In the back of the car, sitting nervously on the great leather seat, was a boy, 14 years old, with olive skin, curly dark hair and brave, intelligent eyes. He was wearing his school uniform, a blazer, black trousers and well-worn leather shoes. Next to him lay his old school bag, bulging with books and papers. Within the frayed tag, emblazoned in bold letters, was the name Jake Jones. Jake's big brown eyes examined the two figures behind the glass partition in the front. On the left was a tall, haughty gentleman dressed in a sombre black suit and top hat. Beside him sat the driver in a chauffeur's uniform. The two of them were talking in hushed tones, but Jake could not hear what they were saying behind the glass anyway. He'd been kidnapped by these strangers just 30 minutes ago. He'd been hurrying home from school across Greenwich Park when they'd stepped out of the shadows just in front of the Royal Observatory. They'd explained he needed to accompany them on a matter of extreme urgency. When Jake had showed understandable reluctance, they'd told him his aunt would meet them at their destination. Jake had questioned this suspiciously, and then the rain had started to fall, first a few drops but quickly a deluge, and the men had taken action. The driver had lifted a handkerchief to Jake's face. Jake had inhaled something that smelled sharp and stinging and had felt himself falling. He'd woken shortly after and found himself locked in the back of this grand car. Jake felt a surge of panic, just as a sudden clap of thunder seemed to shake the very foundations of Tower Bridge. He scanned the inside of the car. It was lined with dark silk and had obviously once been luxurious, though it was now past its best. The doors, he had tried to open them to no avail shortly after he had come round, had ornate golden handles. He leaned forward and looked more closely at one of these. In its centre was an intricate design, a symbol of an hourglass with two planets whizzing around it. The top-hatted man, his face in shadow, looked round in disapproval. Jake stared resolutely back until the imperious head turned to the road ahead once more. The old Bentley came off the bridge. It headed through the maze of city streets until finally it ascended Fish Hill and pulled into a small cobbled square in the shadow of a great stone column. Jake looked up at the structure. From a solid square base, a giant pillar, luminous in white limestone, soared into the stormy sky. Its apex, which seemed to Jake almost half a mile away, was topped by a flaming golden urn. Jake remembered that he'd seen this curious memorial once before, he and his parents returning from a disastrous trip to the London dungeon. A clumsy ghoul had slipped on a pool of fake blood, and health and safety had to turn on the lights. Had come across it by accident. Jake's father had suddenly become excited, telling his son the history of the building, how it was called the Monument, and had been built by Sir Christopher Wren to commemorate the Great Fire of London, and how its gilded summit could be reached by a spiralling staircase inside. Jake had been entranced and longed to climb the staircase, and his father had agreed enthusiastically. But Jake's mother, usually so full of fun, had inexplicably become panicky and insisted they all go home before the rush hour started. Jake had been pulled away, still gazing back at the column. The top-hatted man got out of the car and put up his umbrella. He had to hold on tight to prevent the wind from carrying it away. He opened the back door and looked Jake directly in the eye. "Follow me. Do not consider escape,"